I'm very well. Had one weird thing happen to me that everyone is looking at me and telling me that I'm stupid. I'll tell you what it is super quick. My wife and I swapped cars. She has a lot of shuttling to do with the kids and sports equipment and stuff, whatever. So I'm driving her car. I get a little indicator that says, your key fob is out of battery. That's never happened to me before. I've had so many cars. I've had leases for 3 years at a time. I've owned cars. I've never seen that. I'm near panic. Like, what does that mean? Is the car's not going to start now? Because now you can't just plug a key into the ignition and turn it. Is it detected? You push to start, whatever. So in a panic that like the car's just going to not run anymore, I get to a CVS and they have these little stupid circle batteries that I've never seen. I've never used it for anything.
How is that possible that you've never seen those?
I've
in every watch.
They're tiny. I've changed a tiny wristwatch battery at some kiosk in the mall before. And like it ended up being fairly routine. But I was like thrown by this, and everyone's doing exactly what you're doing. You're going, yeah, it's the most routine thing ever. I'd never heard of that.
Well, as you know, I am incapable of any task.
Anything, really.
And I have no skills, and I'm not really a man or a person. Mm-hmm. We both know this.
Right, same.
Having said that, what you're describing is something that is 100 level for me. And I'm not trying to joke.
Your key fob has run out of battery many times?
15 times.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Constant.
I didn't know it was, like, if you had asked me yesterday, all of the money,
yes,
all of it, right now, you could double it or be indigent. Can a key fob run out of batteries? Give me double my money immediately. So I would have said no.
If I may, and this, we're treading on, I hope I'm not going to insult you territory.
I'm quite prepared to be insulted on this one because I'm the weird one.
This is a white collar issue because you have cars for like 8 months at a time and then trade them back in and get something else cool. If you have a car for an extended period of time, this is a Wednesday occurrence.
I promise you. I've done everything. I'm much older than you.
Yeah.
I've had leased vehicles for the full 3 years. Never in those 3 years has a battery expired.
Okay.
To the point that I have to replace it.
That's interesting.
I've owned cars for longer than that. Never. Now, granted, that was kind of the time before time when it was still plug and play, but still the remote part of it probably requires some kind of power at some point, right? That has never happened. I've never heard of it.
Well, I'm glad you got it sorted out.
I did it myself.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I fixed it.
While I'm bragging about how I can do so many things.
Yeah. You're a very accomplished guy.
I'm Mr. Fixer Boy. You know that about me? My air conditioning stopped working.
Oh, no.
So I called someone, my dad.
Right.
I'm 36. Mm-hmm. I called my dad. And I'm like, hey, what do I do out here? What am I supposed to do? So he's like trying to walk me through it on the phone. Do this, check that. So we didn't get anywhere.
Right.
He did his best.
He's using words like coolant.
He gave me instructions. Didn't really work. But what we came to an agreement on was I have to open this latch. I have to pull this like lever.
Oh, come on.
I'm not even joking. Pull like a lever out. Flip it. The word inverse was used, which I've only ever heard with like an airplane that flips upside down.
Like Top Gun. So we were inverted.
Flip the lever and then go into the off position, plug it in, and then plug invert it again and go back into the on position. And then it was supposed to turn on. And it did. And I felt like $1 million, except that the fan didn't work.
Oh.
So I realized in that moment.
So the 106.7 didn't work.
Right. So my air conditioning was broken.
Okay.
So this is the end of the road now where I've done all the stuff I can do.
Mm-hmm.
So I called a person and the person came out today. And they said, well, it's going to be one of two things. It'll either be that your capacitor needs to be replaced, which is really cheap.
Or the capacitor, yeah.
Your air fan engine motor needs to be replaced, and that's not as cheap. And I was like, well, it's going to be that one because that's just how things go for your boy sometimes. And it was that one, but they couldn't have been better. They couldn't have been more awesome. Everything about the situation was fine. I tell you this just to tell you, I felt like such a dude.
I get why people do it.
He came around the back of my house, and I'm leading him to the place where I've been working hard and getting my hands dirty.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, your hands are in it. I mean, shove the calluses on the YouTube page.
Look at this. Look at these hands.
Look at that.
These aren't keyboard hands here.
Uh-uh.
So I say to the guy, I'm like, so I've been looking at this, and what I've kind of figured is...
You did that bit?
Well, I did the bit, and I told him all about how I did it, but then I also called my brother-in-law, who's like a very manly guy, and he said it's either your capacitor or your motor, and I told him, best I could tell, it's either the capacitor or the motor, and like we're walking around, and we got there, and he's like, dude, thank you for the breakdown. He's like, you just saved me 30 minutes of tests. He's like, that's awesome, and I was like, are you serious?
Wait, really? I helped?
And he's like, yeah, like just you being able to do that, he's like, this will make this process so much easier. And at first, I thought he was joking because no way I was right.
Right.
And he was dead serious. And I just felt silly. I'm like, yeah, all those other people whose houses you go to.
You go to some rank amateur's house.
Don't know anything.
Who doesn't know AC units.
I was literally repeating the thing that my brother-in-law had said to me on the phone like an hour ago.
Yeah.
But I felt silly.
You go to my co-host's house. He doesn't know which way he's up. He doesn't know his butt from his elbow.
I just felt great. Also, power of smell. Big deal. Wanted to bring this up. Power of smell.
Okay.
Brings back memories. Brings you back to a certain time. So you know that two times this week, the first two times probably in our 10 years together, I have brown bagged my lunch. I don't know if you've seen this, but I have packed a sandwich.
I've noticed it.
At home. Packed it. Like I put ham and turkey
on
white bread with cheese and mustard and mayonnaise. And I've just put it in a brown bag. And long story short, today I was going in to get my laptop cord.
Okay.
And I was like digging in my book bag. And I had that smell of like brown bag sandwich in a book bag smell. And I was back in third grade, like packing my
lunch.
Right
on the bus.
Yeah. I swear to God, I felt like I was going on a field trip. I'm like, are we going to Jamestown today? What is this smell in my book bag? But the power of smell is unbelievable.
It's the strongest sense tied to memory.
There's a perfume every now and then I get, and there's a person I remember from like 27 years ago that wore that. I mean, it is crazy to me how smell works.
100% a thing. Like the other day, this is totally true. I was at, I don't remember where it was some restaurant or some kind of place, some diner. And the way they were cooking the eggs, I was instantly back in my grandparents' cabin in West Virginia, where my southern grandmother made the best eggs I've ever had, still to this day. She did some kind of thing where she whipped them up, and there was a whole buttermilk situation. The very whole thing was very southern. But I smelled the egg smell. Not regular eggs, but like something they were doing with their eggs. And I went, I am 10 years old. It's Thanksgiving. She's got to make a whole meal, but she's going to stop because her grandson is hungry.
I love that.
The best.
Oh, that's so good. What did she do with the eggs?
She whipped them.
So when do you decide to put an H before a W?
I don't. I mess around.
There are people that do that.
Well, no, it's because it's a Family Guy bit. I know you're not familiar because you don't watch the show, but one of the most famous bits here is Stewie talking to Brian, right? The baby talking to the dog. And he says, cool whip. Why are you saying the H that way? Why am I saying what way? Say cool. Say whip. Whip. Cool whip. Whip. Like right. He does this whole bit.
But you know,
so
I'll do that sometimes. That's a thing. I didn't know.
Oh, for sure.
One of my best buddies' dads said, like, the Chicago White Sox, that terrible team.
The White Sox.
In the American Central. Yeah, they are the white, you know, and it's what? Like, what's going on over there?
No, what and where?
So I didn't know if you were just
no.
going for HW on me.
It's a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit of a bit.
A little bit HW over there.